And this is Ty Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com talking with Mercer County boys basketball coach Tim Seedam. Golden Eagles getting off to the summer in 2024. Just a little bit kind of about how things have been going so far here about midway through June.
Yeah, well, we got started with our 4 days of camp last week, and it's just kind of exciting always that turnover when you just get your guys back in the gym where we've had the months off and just kind of seeing the pieces that you have. So we had everybody at camp in and out. We had a couple sick here and there, but just getting all the pieces together. I like the group that we have coming back. And then we went to Braidwood for a shootout, and then we're here at Monmouth, and then we'll go to Illini West, I think it is, or West Hancock later this month. So about 20 plus games and all that shootout. So it's fun to get those kids back in the gym.
I think this summer probably a little bit different than maybe the past couple of summers for you, just because, you know, watching you here today, there are a lot of kids that, you know, if you watch this program the past few years, varsity-wise, you don't recognize a lot of the faces. So I know a lot of kids kind of jockeying for minutes maybe when you get to November. So what's kind of the approach to the summer with such a kind of young and new look varsity roster?
Well, the big thing is just we understand that we graduated seven seniors in the class before them. There was four seniors that got a ton of minutes. So that's 11 kids that just left our program. And the kids coming up are, we have one senior that's not here today. He's playing baseball. And the rest of our kids are straight off of our JV roster, minus Holden DeMuth, who had some time last year. So just getting system to the speed of what the varsity level is. We really like our young guys that we have, but it's just a different speed stepping from that sophomore game into a varsity game. But we have stretches of doing some really good things, but summer basketball for us, you'll hear me say it all season just as I have in the past, like the wins and losses are what they are, but it's this possession. We need to be able to learn and figure out inside and out what's going on in that possession and get better. And if we're doing that at time after time, like good things are going to happen for our program.
Okay, so the big story with high school basketball in the state over the past, you know, few weeks or so is the shot clock officially coming in 2026-27. So just kind of your reaction to the shot clock officially going to be a part of the IHSA basketball landscape here in a few years, you know, in every game, regular season, postseason. And then two, was that something, you know, maybe you wanted to see in the game, didn't want to see in the game? What side of the fence were you on with that?
I guess I'm kind of torn. Like I think I like it for the idea of how the high school game's structured and what it is. Part of me is kind of like the old school purist, where I like the old Illinois way of like some of the like game clock management and being able to possess the ball the way teams do. But I think it's good overall for the game. And then the timing of it coming in, I think it fits our program too. I wouldn't love it this year, just knowing how young we are, but I think the timing of that coming in fits our program, what we do, pretty well.
Yeah, of course, Mercer County going to be part of the Macomb Western All-A Tournament field this season. That's a field that has used the shot clock the past season. And kind of speaking about that, obviously you'll have a very new look schedule, new conference affiliation. The non-conference schedule will be different, of course, now too. New holiday tournament season, obviously, you know, long way away in November. But anything specifically, you know, that you're looking forward to on the regular season schedule, maybe in 2023 or 2024-25?
I think the big thing is just understanding it's going to be a new experience for our team. Obviously, the close travel opportunities that we have, getting home in a way with those teams, I think are great. But I know we have some Tuesday, Wednesday nights. Like I think we have a stretch where we go to like West Hancock, and then the next night we go to Macomb on a Tuesday, Wednesday. Some of those stretches are going to be tough, but it's just going to be a way different look and feel. And I'm excited about the Western Holiday Tournament. Just following that tournament the last 4 or 5 years, being back in the area, like I think they do a great job with it. And then getting the opportunity to play with that shot clock, I think will be good for us.
Okay, and just maybe kind of personnel for you coming into the season, obviously working through some things in the summer. You talked about Holden DeMuth, the starter that's back for you. Carson Bullens, a lot of minutes off the bench for you last year. Outside of that, though, not a ton of RC experience for kids they'll be playing. So who are some of maybe the kids you're kind of looking at this summer that you think you're going to be able to get a lot of production out of when the season rolls around?
Well, I think generally just our incoming junior class had a really good fresh soft season, and I think there's a lot of pieces. Like each one of those guys has potential to take the next step to be a major role and contributor in our program, but Like you said, Carson Bolins and DeMuth definitely got a lot of varsity minutes for us last year, and they'll be big contributors. Some of the other guys in our sophomore group or that are now juniors were on our bench and kind of a part of it, like a J.J. Smock, I think, is going to do some good things in the post. I thought Lucas Marston's done a phenomenal job here today in the post. Brady McPeak and Lincoln Scott are our guys. Brady was with us last year, but Lincoln will step in as a junior, where both those guys have some skill sets that are really going to help us. So I really like our junior class.
All right, Mercer County boys basketball coach Tim Seedam joining us. We're at the Monmouth College MDS shootout on Saturday. Coach, thanks for talking with us. We'll see you around.
Absolutely.
And I'm Ty Taylor on WRMJ.